Beloved brothers and sisters, out of deepest gratitude, I want to thank you for coming today at this special day, these very special ceremonies, Vesala Day, Vilada Day, Hijra Day, where all the Sufis who come here, who feel the importance of being together, realize that it is together that we spread the message. It's that togetherness, to be together, which is the power of our combined work. Again, once more, deepest gratitude, not only from my heart, but I think each of us, each of you, are grateful to each other for feeling that importance of keeping the family strongly united. And the strength which helps to unite is the link with our Master. Our Master of us all. Of us all, meaning for all those who follow in the Master's footsteps without distinction. As said, together we have the privilege of gathering in homage to the sacred memory of the Master, the Murshid of us all. Many of us ask ourselves, what can I do to help the spreading of the message? There is only one answer: the link with the Murshid, with our Murshid. That is the secret of the spreading of the message. And that guidance we shall only feel in as much as we are able to attune ourselves to the guidance. The guidance is only there if we attune ourselves to the guidance. If we do not attune ourselves to the guidance, it is not there. But that attunement, and this is the important point, that attunement is only sincere if it is with a selfless attitude, offering our hearts unconditionally to the Master. Unconditionally, what do I mean by that? We ask nothing in return. We might hope, of course, but we do not ask. And as said, the purpose of this meeting is to offer our gratitude for the blessings received along the many years that we have followed the path, feeling freedom, freedom on the path of that great ideal, spiritual liberty, which is not always correctly understood. Spiritual liberty doesn't mean that one can just do anything one wishes. Spiritual liberty means becoming aware of our conscience. Sometimes we forget. Another great opportunity that we have is experiencing the examples among brothers and sisters when they are deeply showing proof of their commitment to the great ideals of love, harmony, and beauty. Perhaps one could say that as murids of our master, our first duty is to try to be an example of love, of harmony, of beauty. When connecting in thought and feeling on this special day, the 88th anniversary of the passing of our father, of our master, we are venturing to reach beyond the self, where souls meet, as explained in the Sufi teachings. In other words, to connect, one has to reach beyond the self, as explained in the volume 8, Sufi teachings, where our master says, one often wonders what connection there is between the souls which have passed onwards and those left behind. Although there is a veil, says our master, which divides, yet the connection remains intact. At a spiritual level, and that is the point, that connection is only at a spiritual level, not at a human level. But that connection is only there when the link is there. And as said previously, the link is only there when we are offering it our gratitude, selflessness, and without any demand. Having heard that we can open a link at a spiritual level with our Master, this mystical insight obviously prompts us to become aware of our responsibilities, because that is the important point. We have responsibilities. We have responsibilities as workers in the spreading of the message, of unity of religious ideals. The situation in the world today, as far as unity of religious ideals is concerned, is in a very delicate situation. And of course, when we read about all these terrible things that are happening between religions, we ask ourselves, we are just a handful. What can we do? We can at least be an example, at least that, of love, harmony, and beauty. And we can be aware of the blessings that we have of not being carried away by preconceived ideas which divide all these religions and all this terrorism in the world today. How grateful we should feel to be free from preconceived ideas saying, my religion is the only one, your religion is no good. That is not religion, that is terrorism. That's religious terrorism. In order to strengthen our link with our Moshe, and when endeavoring to so courageously to carry the teaching onwards, our Master said, and let us concentrate on these words, my thoughts I have sown on the soil of your mind. That is what we feel, what we find in the teachings. My love has penetrated your heart. That's why we are here today in thought of our Master. My word I have put into your mouth. I am sure that many of you who give sermons at some time, you feel that you are talking and you forget that you are talking. You feel that you are being talked, that what you are talking comes from a different level than your own mind. And the more one is conscious of that, the more powerful the sermon will be. Just an anecdote. When the universal worship was given in Suresnes, our Murshid was sitting in the back of the hall, and once one of these sermons, one of the Shiraghs who was to give the sermon, said to Murshid, "But I can't give a talk. I've never given a lecture," which was in fact true. That person had never given a lecture. And she said, I don't know what to say. Our master said, "Just have trust." And that Shirag went up to the podium, and there was a link, an eye link and a spiritual link between the Shirag and the Murshid who was sitting at the back of the hall. And she just talked and talked and talked, most inspiring talk, without realizing that she herself was, it was her own thoughts, her own words. If any of you have heard of her, it was Murshida von Brahm. I think her name was Salima. And now again, in connection with that concept of the link, my light has illuminated your whole being. And this corresponds very much to what some of the old Murids used to say, "I see light when I see Murshid." You know, what is so very sad is that the new Murids who have never known Murshid have no idea of what the image really presented. People had a shock when they saw Murshid. They couldn't understand what they were seeing. I think I've told very often, when our master went into the tram, everybody stood up. They didn't know why. They didn't know why, they just stood up. And some said, "Oh, c'est le roi," but they didn't know of what country. But these are true stories. And now the important point. Which gives us all to think thoroughly of what we are doing. Our master said, "My work I have given in your hands." He didn't say, "I have given it in the hands of this person or that person," in your hands, in the hands of everybody. Meaning, everyone, all those who have answered the call, is responsible for carrying it on onwards. And the message shall certainly spread successfully when attuned to our Master and listening to his words, which shall ring in our hearts forever. Those words are not just words. They are they produce vibrations. And that is why when our Master says, "Do not change my words," it was to make one understand that those words created vibrations, and those vibrations are the vibrations of the message. Besides that, there's such a thing as rhythm. And people who are not musicians have no understanding for the importance of rhythm. If you change one word in the prayers, the rhythm collapses. The rhythm is no more harmonious. And as said, those words create vibrations. And those vibrations help us to work further. With courage, with enthusiasm, with conviction, and with devotion. And now, beloved brothers and sisters, of course, we are all asking ourselves, am I doing the right thing? And there's nobody who can answer that question, or should. There's nobody who should answer that question. There is only one way of knowing whether we are truthfully spreading the message in our Master's footsteps. Not in the footsteps of any other master, in our Master's footsteps. To that effect, let us picture our Master in front of us. And ask truthfully, Mushin, am I really presenting the message and the teachings in the way that they have been entrusted to me? That's a question we can ask our Master. Not anybody else, our Master. Am I truthfully spreading the message according to your footsteps? And the reply to that question there is only one reply to that question, and there's nobody who can answer that question. It is only answered at the level of our conscience. Beloved brothers and sisters, once again, we all love each other deeply without realizing it, although we don't always agree with each other. But in a family, father and mother or children, parents, don't always agree with each other. Of course not. Can't always agree with everything. But they all love each other. Why? Because they belong to the same family. And belonging to that same family means the power of love, the power of heart, which is the temple of our whole being. In deepest gratitude for having come to this meeting, and with all my love, thank you, brothers and sisters.